Word. What's the word?
How's your bowling game?
Terrible. Terrible, man. I suck. So I decided to have one of the rookies bowl for me yesterday. And I bowled to 159, so it was cool. It was cool.
We keep talking about how Reggie Nelson was the top bowler.
Man.
What does he do that makes him so good?
I have no clue because he just rose the ball, man. And he came up with like a 245 yesterday. I think it was all strikes and pickups.
That was pretty good.
Everett? Yeah. Everett, out of nowhere. I think he bowled like a 197, they told me.
He's not good at bowling, pretty good at football.
Yeah.
Dick Butkus Award. What was that experience like for you to.
You say what?
The Dick Butkus Award?
Oh, the Dick Bowl. Yeah, that was amazing, man. I had no clue, man. Coming in and I was walking past him and I was like, whoa, what's going on here today? And then introduced and. Walked in and seen cameras, and I'm like, what's going on today? Coach got something going on today. I'm thinking we're going back on the go-karts or something today. And out of nowhere, he goes up, they show his highlights, and his highlights are crazy. Dick Buck's highlights are crazy. And I'm like, man, what's going on today? We getting a presentation, like, what's going on? And out of nowhere, they announced it, and he announced it, and I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? I got up. It was a pleasant surprise, man. And college, I wanted to win it, and being that I want it now, it's a real thing.
Is it more meaningful now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, either way, it would have been meaningful. But at the same time, being amongst my brothers, my teammates, and them coming all the way from L.A. to surprise me to do that, and it was amazing.
Watching the highlights, you wish you still let linebackers hit the way they hit back then?
Man, if you could grab somebody, help me like that, but now, oh, man. That'd be lovely, man.
That'll also be fine.
I know, right? A lot of money.
And you guys, what do you feel you got out of this offseason in terms of bringing the team together and that sort of thing?
Like you said, just bringing the team together, camaraderie, timing. I feel like it's very important, just being able to work with all the guys that they bring in and get a feel for what they can do. And just working with new guys and working new stuff and getting better. I feel like it was great for us to see and be amongst that.
It's hard to be a physical team, I would think. In the offseason, yeah,
exactly.
You can't be physical.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it more just choreography and, you know, fundamentals, I mean, and where you got to be?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's more about fundamentals and using your technique in order to win in certain cases, run and pass. And so it's huge for me, and it's huge for the guys, and that's what we got better at this offseason.
What's your first impression of the new guys in offense, Patterson, Lynch, and Cook?
Oh, man, they're great teammates, first of all. You know what I'm saying? They come in, they got great chemistry with all the other guys already, man, and everybody wants to see everybody do and get better. And you can see that from those guys especially. You know what I'm saying? Marshawn, he's out there getting on the DBs and getting on the linebackers because he wants to see those guys excel and do well. And so it's one of those things where they brought a lot of that, and we appreciate it.
Couple more guys.
What have you seen from Mario Edwards and how his return could have an impact on you and your game?
Oh, man, that's the thing. It's not just me. It's just the whole defense as a whole. And we're excited to see him penetrate and get off that ball and wreck havoc in the backfield. And that's what he does so well. And I can't wait to see him do it.
How's he looking out there?
Oh, man, Rio is a hell of an athlete, man. He's a hell of an athlete with a lot of potential, and you want to see him stay healthy and excel on Sundays.
Jack said that the message was basically, you know, come back ready to go in training camp.
Yeah.
You know, stay out of trouble.
Yeah,
you know, take advantage of your opportunity that you have. Is that something you've always done anyway, or is it, you know?
I mean, when you think about it, you have a lottery ticket in your hand. I tell all the defensive guys that, I tell the defensive line that. You got a lottery ticket in your hand, and you can't trick it off on doing something out stupid on the town, or, you know what I mean, messing with this and that. It's all about being focused and remembering that lottery ticket that you got in your hand. That's that opportunity that you have to play and do the great things and represent your last name.
Last one right here.
Oh, this is really a hard-hitting question for you. After the season, you normally take 1 or 2 days off.
Yeah.
But are you going to find a beach at some point in the next 6 weeks?
I mean, I was thinking about it today. Everybody's talking about what they might do.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. I doubt it, man. I'm going to stay away from the beach. I grew up in Florida, man. I had 18 years to go out and walk on the sand and beach sand and stuff. So I'm over it. I'm going to be working.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Appreciate you.